This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the secrets taught to us by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam when it comes to our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear listeners, we are in the auspicious month of Muharram, the month in which we commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. In the very words of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence taught every single one of us, and in His own words, He has told us that the reason for him standing up and coming out into the field of action was in order to reform the Ummah, the nation of his grandfather, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And this reformation, dear friends, is what continues to this day. One of the integral parts of Ubudiyah, of course, is this very reformation. For dear friends, it is ubudiyah, the service, the worship, and the obedience to the Almighty Allah, which brings about the ultimate reformation, a reformation which leads us towards the nearness to the Almighty Allah, and it brings about closeness and proximity to the Almighty Allah. And this closeness and proximity in turn leads to perfection of the human being. And of course, as we know, it is this perfection of the human being that is true prosperity and success, both in this world and in the next. It is this reformation that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam spoke about, this reformation of the Ummah. But the Ummah, of course, dear friends, the nation of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, consists of individuals, you and me. And so this reformation is on a very general and comprehensive level for the Ummah, but it is at the same time a reformation of the individual that comprises that Ummah. And Ubudiyah, dear friends, brings about this reformation. It brings about this path towards perfection, which the Almighty Allah has taught every single one of us. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam taught this to us. He explained this to us, that truly the path towards salvation is the path of ubudiyah. It is the path of the servitude and the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah.
The Umayyad Caliph Muawiyah died and his son Yazid succeeded him. He wanted to force a pledge of allegiance from Imam Hussein, but he refused to approve of a government of injustice. Imam had no intention of taking up arms, but Yazid left him with no choice. more than 1,000 soldiers surrounded Imam's camp. They had come to fight an army of only 72 people. Water was denied to Imam's camp, and 8 days later, they had run out of all water in the scorching heat of the desert. On the 10th day, the two sides confronted each other. Imam Hussein and most of his companions were martyred. The few who survived fell in the hands of the enemy. People still mourn for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein every year. It's as if it all happened yesterday, still that much heartbreaking, painful, and tragic. You can tell it's Muharram again, as cities and towns take on a different look. Men and women, young and old, take to the streets to respect and honor Imam Hussein. In long processions, mourners grieve to the tune of beating drums and call out to the Imam as they walk side by side through the streets. One of the outstanding rituals in Muharram is street performances called Taziyeh, which reenacts the Battle of Karbala. In this form of drama, the siege and carnage of the battle scene and the immense sufferings are acted out for the audience. People also prepare free food and drinks to give away at the end of the rituals. These meals are viewed as being special and holy, as they have been blessed with the name of Hussein. On the evening of the 10th day, people all across the country light candles to remember the sufferings of the Karbala survivors, who in the dark and abandoned desert saw their tents burnt down and their beloveds slain. Imam Hussein's uprising for justice is an ever-eternal light in history, still burning after all these years.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In continuation to what we were saying, which was the secrets that Imam Hussein alayhi salam talks about and its relation to our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. On the night before the 10th of Muharram, on the night before the day of martyrdom, on the night before one of the most tragic events, if not the most tragic event that humanity has ever witnessed, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam taught us the secrets of ubudiyah. Unfortunately, dear friends, we imagine that there is some kind of secret elixir, a secret potion, or some sort of magical spell which will make us better human beings, which will increase our ubudiyah, or it will make us better Muslims, more pious and purer Muslims. The reality is quite contrary. There is no secret elixir. There is no magic spell. There is no potion which will do this. The only thing that will be able to bring about ultimate prosperity and success, both in this world and the next, is Ubudiyya. And as we have said, and we have learned from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, this Ubudiyya is not a secret. We had said the night before the 10th of Muharram, Imam al-Husayn taught us Ubudiyya. Ubudiyya, dear friends, is the worshipping of the Almighty Allah. It is to pray the Salah and the five daily prayers. It is to recite the Holy Quran in our good times and bad. It is to recite du'as and make supplication. It is to speak to the Almighty Allah. It is to have a conversation and a relationship with the Almighty Allah. Ubudiyya, dear friends, as taught to us by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, is to obey the Almighty Allah. And of course, it is easy to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our easy times and in times of relative ease. But to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our times of difficulties, that is what is taught to us by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And these, dear friends, are the secrets that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam teaches every single one of us regarding our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
The love of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn is part of our fitra. It is not part of our tabi'ah. There is a hadith in which Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says when Imam Hussein was a young boy, he one day took him and placed him on his lap, and then he talked to the people about his grandson. And he said, Inna liqatli al-Hussein hararatun fi qulubi al-mu'mineen la tabrudu abada. In the hearts of the believers, there is a burning passion for Hussein that will never cool. Never, never. That is why you speak to a man who is even 70, 80 years old. He has heard the masaib of Aba Abdullah year after year after year. But every year it is fresh. Because it is a blood that does not dry. A man asked the sixth Imam alayhi salam once. He said, Yabna Rasulullah, didn't your Jad, the Messenger of Allah, say, Mathalu Ahlul Bayti ka mathali safinatun Nuh. My Ahlul Bayt are like the Ark of Nuh. Whoever comes on board will be saved, and whoever turns away will drown. He said, yes, my grandfather indeed said that. He said, then why did your grandfather also say, Innal Hussein misbahul huda wa safinatun najat? That Hussein is a lamp of guidance and an ark of salvation. Why specifically Hussein is an ark of salvation when the whole Ahlul Bayt is like the ark of Noah? And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Kulluna sufunun najat. All of us are arcs of salvation. Walakinna safinatal Hussein awsa' wa asra. But the ark of Hussein is wider, more spacious, and it moves faster. What does it mean? It means that if you fall in love with Hussein, his compassion is so much for humanity. You merely have to look at Hussein, he will lift you and take you on board his ark. Come to Hussein, he will show you the path to fitrah. He will show you the path to salvation.
السلام عليك يا أسير الكربات السلام عليك يا
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah and God bless you all.